But first, a few words from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Ava.
And we're your hosts of Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Your mom's podcast.
I'm so, 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 so sorry you had to hear that. I'm so sorry. Anyways. So welcome back to the podcast, guys. Hasn't been that long. We kind of just recorded the other one, but okay.
So,
oh, sorry. Okay. So today's episode will be a would you rather episode. So we're gonna be, I have a bunch of would you rather questions pulled up, and we're gonna be asking them, or I'm gonna be asking them, but Ava and I'll also say what I think. Okay. Okay. So, okay. But before we get started, I will be saying the quote of the day. So, let me get it up real quick. But while I get it up, Ava, how was your week?
Good. How was your week?
Mine was pretty good.
What was the highlight of I'm gonna ask you first because we're gonna spice it up. What was the highlight of your week, Haley?
Well, I think the highlight of my week was being with one of my favorite people.
Oh my god, really? Who was it? That'd be me.
Yeah, it was Ava. We got to go on a bike ride together, so it was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So all right.
Not that you asked, but that was definitely the highlight of my week also.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay.
Okay, your mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the quote of the day. I am learning to love the sound of my feet walking away from things not meant for me. If we know that something's not meant for us, or if we're doing something and it's really boring, we have to walk away from it, especially if someone's bullying you and you can't necessarily stop them from being mean, but you can walk away from, I guess, your problems. yeah, you can walk away from that, and when you walk away from it, you feel a lot better because you won't have to deal with that bullying and stuff. So that I like that quote. So I don't know if anyone else does, but
yes, I like it as well.
Okay, great. So.
Sarcasm?
Was it
sarcasm, Haley?
No, that was not sarcasm.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm okay. Sure. Okay. I guess let's just, like, get into it. Okay. So, the first would you rather is, would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life?
Oh, definitely give up social media.
Really?
Heck yeah.
I think if I, like, really like something and haven't eaten it a lot of times, I would probably eat the same dinner for the rest of my life, because you can eat, like, different lunches and breakfasts, so you won't have to eat the same food for the rest of your life, just the same dinner.
Haley, you're crazy.
I am not crazy. You're crazy.
Okay.
No, because, okay. Ava, if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't have met each other.
That wasn't necessarily social media.
I mean, kind of. Social media, I think that would include, like, Zoom and stuff, too. Because we kind of met on Zoom.
Yeah, like, okay. We kind of, if we're talking, I thought you meant, like, Instagram and TikTok.
Well, yeah, that too. But I think any type of social media. Because I think that I think that Zoom and like FaceTime and stuff would also count as social media.
Yeah, okay, yeah. In that case, probably eat the same dinner, only dinner. But like, I really like food, so my breakfast and lunch would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Okay, so something real quick before you move on.
So, yeah.
Okay, so our background music, it reminds me of Minecraft, and I feel like we should make like some like zombie noises to make it more realistic to get us really into the. All
right, Ava. All right.
Like those sounds.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ava. We're waiting.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, they're terrible impressions. We are terrible at impressions. Or at least I am.
I said I am too.
Alright. Alright, so this one, so I said eat the same dinner for the rest of your life. Ava, you said
I guess eat the same dinner, if that means I can't text you.
Right, exactly. Okay. Number two, lose all the money you've earned this year or lose all the memories you've gained this year. Definitely lose money. All the money. Yeah, because I think that Ava and I have only known each other for about 2 years, so most of our memories are this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would never want, not in a million years, I would want to give up all those memories.
Haley.
What?
Oh, we need something. Can't be back.
All right. So, yeah, I think. All right, hold on. All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. So we both said lose all the money. And I would never want to lose all the memories that I've gained this year. Even though it was a hard year with COVID and stuff, but still.
Yeah, I agree. Even if I didn't have, like, a bunch of great memories, you know, I only had a few, I think I'd still choose memories because I haven't made a lot of money this year.
True. Me too. Yeah. Okay. Okay, would you rather have no taste or be colorblind?
Oh, man. Oh, that's bad. My dad's colorblind. He seems fine. I choose colorblind.
Yeah, I think I do too, because being able to taste something is kind of like a, I want to say a gift. I don't know. To being able to taste, like, different kinds of flavors and stuff, it's kind of, I wouldn't really want to give that up. Okay. Oh, I'll be right back. Hold on, sorry. All right, we're back once again because my dog is barking because the Prime band came. Okay. So we both chose to be colorblind with that one. Okay. Number four, know the date of your death or the cause of your death? I would say the date, so then I could do everything I wanted to do before that.
So really?
Kind of.
Well, what if you know what caused it and then you just stay away from that?
Okay, yeah, that would be very helpful too.
And you just didn't die.
Oh yeah, maybe the cause. That would be that. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Well, if you know the cause, you probably wouldn't die.
You probably wouldn't. All right, I think I'll pick the cause. Ava, what will you pick?
Cause.
Okay. Number five, flip a coin for a chance to win $20 or immediately win $10.
To lose $20?
To win $20.
Or $10?
Flip a coin for a chance to win $20 or immediately win $10. I would say immediately win $10 because
yeah,
it's more of a chance, of course, than flipping a coin. So,
and you can do a lot with $10.
You can. So I think we both said the $10 for that one.
I have to get like a shirt off of Shein.
No, you could get like 2 shirts off of Shein. Like,
yeah, true.
Shein is amazing, guys. Go check out Shein. Shein.com. Thank you. Okay. Next one. 6. Always hit a red light for the rest of your life, or always get slow internet after the sun goes down.
Oh, definitely hit a red light. Because after the sun goes down, that's why I do my most interneting.
I know, me too. Okay, yeah, I think that always hit a red light. Yeah, but then that would also be really annoying, because what if you're, like, late to your wedding, and then you have a red light there, and there's, like, a bunch of traffic lights?
Who wants to get married, right? I mean, come on.
You're like, just ditch the wedding, ditch your husband.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's not even like he's your husband yet, so it's not like you're, like, you're just ditching your boyfriend, which is less cool. I mean, less
your
bad.
Your fiancé, you know? Ava.
Ew, gross, nasty, ew, cooties.
Okay.
Dig it.
All right. 7.
Only Logan has cooties.
Would you rather have the lights on or off if you knew the room was full of snakes?
On,
for sure. So then you wouldn't step on them, because imagine if you stepped on them and then you slipped. Ah!
I like snakes. I like snakes for a little. I have a pet snake.
Ava, if your room was full of snakes and you stepped on one or sat on one and then you slipped.
Or you accidentally smushed the poor thing.
I know, that would be terrible. So yeah, for sure on. I don't know how that is even a question. All right. Would you rather be the person who flips the switch during executions, or be the judge who decides to go to, or let the, sorry. Would you rather be the person who flips the switch during executions, or be the judge who decides to, who should be executed?
Definitely flip the switch.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It wouldn't
offend other people.
Well, I mean, imagine, what if you, like, wrongly judged somebody and they died for no reason?
Yeah, that would be very guilt, or you would be very guilty.
Yeah, I'd be so sad.
Okay, next one.
That was a horrible question.
Okay, I think we kind of, oh, no, okay. Would you rather go blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf? Ooh. I love music.
I know. I love music and podcasts and stuff.
But I also... I also
love, like, deaf. the fall, like, leaf colors. And I don't know if I really want to miss that.
That's a horrible question. I'd rather go deaf, even though I love music.
I know. That's what I think, too. I think I'd rather go deaf. Yeah. That's sad, though. That's just sad.
It's very sad.
Because I like to be able to see, like, nature and stuff. So I think that I'd rather go deaf. This is a sad question. Okay. Would you rather be married to someone good looking who doesn't think you're attractive, or be married to someone ugly who thinks you're gorgeous?
Oh.
I think I would rather be married to someone ugly who thinks I'm gorgeous, because it's the inside that matters.
Yeah, and then eventually, you'll find them attractive, because, like, personality makes them attractive.
Yeah, or they could improve their looks, and it's not as hard to improve the. It's not hard to improve your looks.
You
know what I mean? Like the ugly person could become a good looking person. if they do their hair. If they do their hair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hair changes a lot, people.
Yeah, hair does change a lot. Okay. Would you rather win $25,000 or have your best friend win $100,000?
Best friend, then she can give me money.
Wait. I know, and then it's a win-win. Like she can give you like half.
Uh-huh.
She could give you $25,000 of that $100,000.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfection. Yes.
We solved it.
Would you rather work a high-paying job that you hate or your dream job with only enough money for basic necessities? Oh, I think gosh. I don't know. This is hard. I kind of think here's what I think. Okay. Work a high paying job that you hate, and then with that money, you can still work at your dream job and have enough to pay for other things too. I don't know. I think that also doing stuff that you like is important too. So I don't know.
Listen, if I can do something that I don't like that gives me flexibility and time and enough money to like not have to worry, I feel like I wouldn't mind that. Because time is very important. I feel like time. So I don't know. It depends on how. I seriously do not know how to answer.
I don't either. I have no idea. So I guess the answer to that question is no idea. Absolutely no idea. Okay. Would you rather find $100 floating in a public toilet or $5 in your pocket? Absolutely $100 floating in the toilet. Like
that's not that hard.
It's not. It's like really not that hard.
Like, okay, so what? Just
like
put some hand sanitizer on it, you know?
Yeah, or like yeah, just like put some hand sanitizer on it and then iron it.
You're fine.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Can we also have you launder money? I don't know. I think that's how that goes.
Okay, 15. Would you rather be able to read someone's mind or control their mind?
Ooh. Read it.
Yeah, I think read it.
Because then you would
know their opinions, and like if they secretly don't like you, like Ava doesn't like me. Did you just agree to that?
mm-hmm. In all seriousness, ew. I'm joking. I love you.
Okay. Well, yeah, if someone doesn't actually like you and you can read their mind, then you can, take that person away from your friend group and then you will know that they're not a true friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like Ava. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay.
You're just jelly.
Let me find another one. Okay. Would you rather fight a chicken to the death every time you get into your car, or a car, or fight an orangutan to the death once a year, but you get a sword? I couldn't kill animals anyway.
I think a chicken.
I think a chicken too. Even though
it's a rooster, because roosters can be rats, you know?
No, it says chicken though.
Have you ever gotten like attacked by a rooster?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well I have and it is not nice.
Okay. Another one is, this next one, forget your favorite books so that you can reread them again for the first time, or forget your favorite movies so you can rewatch them for the first time. I've actually been wishing that I could, like, rewatch the movies that I watched, because I don't know, I don't have, I need some something new to watch. I keep rewatching the same things. So I keep wishing that I could rewatch the same movies without knowing what happens. So I think that the movie one.
I think the book one.
Because I don't really read much, so.
What a loser.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Okay. Would you rather always be 20 minutes late for important events or always be 2 hours early for everything else?
2 minutes or 20?
20 minutes late. Oh my
god. What happens in 20 minutes?
Yeah, a lot does.
Okay, 2 hours.
I think 2 hours early. I feel like that would be easier. Okay. Would you rather always feel the urge to pee or never know when you have to pee and always wear a diaper?
Oh, come on.
I don't know. This one's hard.
Wait, say that one more time. Say it one more time.
We'll be right back. One time. All right, we're back. Okay. The question was, would you rather always have the urge to pee or never know when you have to pee and always wear a diaper?
Always have the urge to pee.
I don't know. No, I think never know when you have to pee.
You have to wear a diaper?
Yeah. That's hard. All right.
It would be like constant bladder infection.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't know. Oh. I wear a diaper, I guess.
Yeah, I guess wear a diaper. Okay. Now we're going to do a few more and then we'll wrap up. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's one. Oh. Okay. Would you rather eat a live worm or be locked in a room with a tarantula for an hour but not know where it is? I think locked in a room with a tarantula, even though tarantulas are my biggest fear.
I think spiders are cool, so tarantula.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, would you rather only be able to wash your hair twice a year or only be able to check your phone once a day?
Oh, once a day.
Oh, yeah. I think check your phone once a day.
My hair gets so gross.
I know, mine too. And twice a year, imagine. All right. We'll do two more. Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather... Hold on, I just saw one. No, okay. Be 4 years old your entire life or be 90 years old your entire life? At 4 years old.
90. Yeah, because then you could, like...
You could be wise.
You could be like one healthy 90-year-old, and then you can still like have all the benefits of like
being
an adult.
Yeah, and you'd have experience with stuff and like be wise.
Like, imagine having the brain you have right now and being 4, though. You could like totally freak out some people. That'd be funny.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so funny. I kind of want to go with before, because sometimes I wish I was 4, like, my younger sister, Kosi.
I think I'm gonna say 90.
I think I'm gonna say 4. Alright. Alright. 1 second, I'm trying to find another one. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I got one. Would you rather wake up in the middle of a good dream every time and not be able to fall asleep, or never be able to wake yourself up from a nightmare? I kind of think wake up in the middle of a good dream, because if you were in a nightmare just stuck in there, you'd probably die. That's all I can say.
I think be stuck in a nightmare, because I feel like I usually can't wake up from my nightmares anyways, like when I do have them.
So, yeah. Oh.
So when I like have nightmares, or if I'm dreaming, I know, like usually in the back of my head, like I know that I'm just dreaming. And so sometimes when I have nightmares, I'm like trying to tell myself, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, but I can't wake up. And yeah, so. There's no point in.
I have no idea, because I've had a lot of nightmares that have kept me up a lot. But then again, I wouldn't want to not be able to fall back asleep. So that's kind of hard. I think be stuck in a nightmare. I don't know. That's hard. You guys. Oh, and by the way, if you guys aren't already, you can play along with us, even though we're done. Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's going to wrap up the episode. And next week, we'll probably have a very special guest.
Oh, yeah, very, very special.
Totally. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, please give us a 5-star rating and on Apple Podcasts. And follow us on Spotify. You guys already know what to do. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And also, please answer the Q&A in the description. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Toodaloo.